Sydney City News, first edition 2011, a publication from the City of Sydney. This sound recording has been produced by Vision Australia on behalf of the City of Sydney in the interests of information accessibility. Your narrator is Tony Porter. The CD lasts for approximately 20 minutes. For ease of navigation, a new track marks the beginning of each page. The contents are as follows. Track 1, opening announcement. Track 2, this table of contents. Track 3, Lord Mayor's column, front page. Track 4, inside spread, pages 2 and 3. Track 5, making our mark on the future, page 4. Track 6, City News, page 5. Track 7, making our mark on Sydney's cultural life, page 6. Track 8, how to contact council. Track 9, closing announcement. Lord Mayor's column, front page. From Clover Moore. Making our mark. Our New Year's Eve theme for 2011 is Making Your Mark, and we are proud of our legacy. From the many state awards won in 2010 by City Projects, Parks, Foreshores and Playgrounds, to the national awards given to Surry Hills Library and Neighbourhood Centre for Public Architecture, Interior Design and Sustainability, and Paddington Reservoir Gardens for Urban Design and Heritage. Better than any award, however, is to see our facilities being used and enjoyed. We will continue making our mark. In the pipeline for 2011 is an upgraded Prince Alfred Park and pool, completion of Rush Cutters Bay Park and facilities, stormwater harvesting at Sydney Park Wetlands, Burton Street Tabernacle conversion into a community theatre, Glebe Town Hall restoration and new youth facilities at Waterloo. Hopefully too, Harold Park will begin to be integrated back into Glebe with housing and new parklands. In our push for transport diversity, we have agreed to fund and construct street infrastructure changes for light rail. We will complete more separated and linked cycleways, safer pedestrian access and crossings, and continue with free motorcycle parking. We are offering redundant city properties for affordable housing and increasing our extensive range of community, public housing, tenant and homelessness services. Finally, we at the City are serious about mitigating damaging climate change. Sustainable Sydney 2030 sets targets for emission reductions with plans for efficient local power generation, waste-to-energy initiatives and water conservation and recycling. I am proud of the mark we are making and look forward to working and achieving with you in the coming year. Signed, Clover Moore, Lord Mayor. Inside Spread, pages 2 and 3. Making our mark for city communities. So what's ahead for 2011? Already so much has been done to improve our villages. Since 2007, we have completed over 360 projects as part of our local action plans. In 2011, we will continue to work with the community to improve local areas with a focus on sustainability, reducing our carbon footprint and improving village hubs. City Centre. Completed. Sydney Town Hall, essential services upgrade and restoration, wins awards. Separated bike paths make busy College and Kent Streets safer. Pitt Street Mall revitalised as people-friendly shopping precinct. Observatory Hill Park gains popular new fitness equipment. Upcoming. Chinatown renewal begins with Little Hay Street, Kimber Lane and Factory Street. CBD lanes revitalised with public art, pop-up galleries and small bars. Sandstone facade restoration work to begin at Sydney Town Hall. City farm developed for Powerhouse Museum's disused car park. George Street transformation to begin when light rail extensions approved. City East. Completed, Paddington Reservoir Gardens and Surry Hills Library receive awards. Burke Street separated bike paths open with leafy street gardens alongside. Local park renewals include Ethel Turner, Oatley Road and Resher's Parks. Ward Park upgraded with new turf and a popular adventure playground. Upcoming, new Prince Alfred Park pool will complete the park's renewal. Taylor Square Art Programme boosts the Oxford Street Cultural Quarter. Rushcutters Bay Park gains more new tennis courts and open space. Wallamulla and Bourke Street Parks in Wallamaloo upgraded. Burton Street Tabernacle completed as new theatre and cultural facility. City South completed. Sydney Park Playground and Amenities Building receive awards. Tote Building transformed into community facility for Green Square. James Street Reserve becomes popular community garden. New street rain gardens beautify streets and filter stormwater runoff. Upcoming, water recycling at Sydney Park set to benefit wetlands and environment. Waterloo Oval Youth Facility completed to complement skate park. Safer bike path from Waterloo to Alexandria will link Bourke Street to Bourke Road. Redfern Street revitalisation advanced through business and community grants. City West completed. Balfour Street Park design evokes Chippendale's historic brewery site. Pyramar Park opening completes $26 million city rescue of water police site. New playgrounds provided at Victoria and Wentworth Parks. Harris Street Village Centre receives $7 million revitalisation. Union Street bike path links Inner West with CBD. Upcoming, iconic Glebe Town Hall restored as heart of Glebe's civic life. Major new Chippendale Park achieved through CUB redevelopment. Missenden Road and Johnston Canal bike paths to extend safe bike network. Newtown and Erskineville Park renewals include Lillian Fowler and Union Street reserves and playgrounds at Rochford Street and Goddard Street. New Harold Park plan to unlock 35% of site for public open space. King Street footpaths upgrade to be coordinated with Energy Australia work. Making our mark on the future, page 4. Unlike the other levels of government, we take the forecasts of damaging climate change seriously. Our Sustainable Sydney 2030 plan sets an ambitious target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the City of Sydney, LGA, by 70% by 2030, based on 2006 levels. The key to achieving this is to lead the shift to renewable energy, recycled water use and waste-to-energy conversion. Here are our major initiatives and projects for 2011. 1. The first city facility to be powered by trigeneration. Prince Alfred Park Pool, now under construction, will be the first city project to be powered by trigeneration. It will be initially gas-powered with the waste heat used to warm the pools and air-condition the building. Our interim Trigeneration Master Plan confirms the viability of a city-wide local generation network powered by natural or renewable gases as being nearly three times more efficient than high-carbon coal-fired energy plants. Read the plan at sydney2030.com.au. 2. A Water Master Plan developed. This year we will develop a decentralised water master plan for a water collection network involving recycling and reuse that will supply at least 10% of the city's water from local sources and cut pollution carried by stormwater into the harbour and Cooks River. Part of this plan will involve large properties and apartments using recycled non-drinking water for toilet flushing, cooling and irrigation. At Sydney Park, construction is underway on the $1.3 million first stage of our project to collect 50 million litres per annum of stormwater lost to evaporation in the wetlands and to maintain healthy water levels for aquatic plants and animals. In neighbourhoods, rain gardens are being progressively established, which capture stormwater runoff, which is filtered and waters street plants. 3. Recycling waste. To reduce waste sent to landfill, the city is assessing the use of advanced waste treatment technologies that can convert most household garbage into gas. This could eventually power our trigeneration network. We are also investigating an automated waste collection system that uses underground pipes to take rubbish from buildings and street litter bins to off-site enclosed waste collection stations. This would reduce emissions and truck noise in our streets, as well as being a source of energy. Greening apartments. Two-thirds of the city's residents live in apartments. To reduce energy and water consumption and waste generation from such buildings, we need to work with residents, utility and service providers and owners. Over the next 2 years, we will develop and deliver education programs and conduct sustainability assessments of 30 high-density buildings in order to explore the best options for green retrofits. And farming the city. Following consultation with the community, Sydney Park in St Peter's and a disused car park next to the Powerhouse Museum could soon become sources of fresh farm produce in the heart of Sydney. The proposed city farms could include demonstration gardens, communal composting facilities and organic produce for sale. We are also working with the Australian Museum on a plan which will identify, protect and improve the habitats of locally indigenous plant and animal species. City News, page 5. Making our mark, City News. State vetoes city action on alcohol violence. The state government has revoked amendments to city controls aimed at restricting late-night venues that are poorly run and contribute to street violence. The city initiatives had the support of police, health and emergency workers, but after a misleading campaign run by the liquor industry, the Minister of Planning buckled under. Affordable Housing Initiative. The city has sold part of the South Sydney Hospital site at Zetland to City West Housing to build affordable housing. We are committed to ensuring people in essential services like policing, nursing and teaching can afford to live in city areas where they work. Apartments will be rented out at subsidised rates to eligible families. Our Sustainable Sydney 2030 aims to have 15% of all new homes as affordable housing by 2030. City plan on exhibition. The city's updated planning documents to guide future development decisions and covering the enlarged LGA are now on public exhibition. The new Local Environment Plan, or LEP, and Development Control Plan, DCP, allow for housing and employment growth in key renewal areas such as Green Square, while protecting the heritage and the character of our village precincts. Also recently exhibited were planning controls for Harold Park Glebe for a mix of housing, public parkland and community spaces linked by pedestrian paths and cycleways. Have your say during the public exhibition at cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/development/city plan. Animal Shelter Partnership. Sutherland Animal Shelter cares for and finds new homes for lost and abandoned animals and has the lowest animal euthanasia rates in Australia. Since the city partnered with the shelter in 2009, 195 of the 250 animals impounded from our area have either been reclaimed by their owners or found new homes. A $300,000 upgrade, funded by the city, has provided 10 new dog kennels, 36 new cat condominiums, and an outdoor yard for the dogs. Contact the Sutherland Animal Shelter on 9710 0401. Staff head north to help clean up Queensland. A convoy of vehicles and more than 30 specialist City of Sydney staff drove up to Brisbane recently to help with the massive post-floods clean-up. We are very proud that so many staff willingly volunteered to help shattered Queenslanders get back on their feet. The city is also donating $200,000 to the Queensland Premier's disaster relief appeal. Making our mark on Sydney's cultural life. Page 6. Diversifying our bar culture. Through the initiatives of the Lord Mayor and the City of Sydney, Big Liquor's stronghold on our drinking and recreational opportunities has been broken. Legislation easing the obtaining of liquor licences has seen more than 30 small bars open up, particularly across the city, with the added potential as venues for music and art. Sydney Festival, first night. Record numbers of people attending Sydney Festival First Night shows the popularity of throwing open city streets and parks to music, performance and spectacle. First Night 2011 featured highlights from the Sydney Festival programme, including Emmylou Harris in The Domain, Arrested Development in Martin Place, Michael Tuffney's multimedia projection in Chifley Square and mass music making with ukuleles. Parading the Year of the Rabbit. The spectacular Chinese New Year Twilight Parade welcomed in the Year of the Rabbit with messages of peace, beauty, endurance and hope. Thousands enjoyed an evening of lanterns, swirling costumes, hip-hop artists, martial arts and, of course, a giant rabbit. Mardi Gras. The city again proudly supports the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival and Parade. This year the city has provided premises for the Mardi Gras workshop, as well as funding and practical support. The world-famous parade, themed Say Something, will be held on the 5th of March. Website mardigras.org.au. How to contact council. City of Sydney, Town Hall House, 456 Kent Street, Sydney. Post GPO Box 1591, Sydney, New South Wales 2001. Telephone 02-9265-9333. Email council@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Website cityofsydney.nsu.gov.au. Your councillors are Clover Moore, Independent, John McInerney, Independent, Marcel Hoff, Independent, Philip Black, Independent, Di Tornay, Independent, Robert Koch, Independent, Chris Harris, Green, Irene Doughtney, Green, Shane Mallard, Liberal, Meredith Bergman, Labour. To subscribe to Sydney City News online, go to cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/subscribe. Should you require this information in an alternative format, please contact City of Sydney on 92659333. Email council@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Translating and Interpreting Service, or TIS, call 131450. You have been listening to Sydney City News, First Edition 2011, a publication from the City of Sydney. This production has been made possible by the City of Sydney in the interests of information accessibility. The recording was produced by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia. Website www.visionaustralia.org. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was Tony Porter. This concludes the recording.